Hey, podcasters, this is Kristen, your host from More Than Rich, shining a light on your financial underwear drawer. And today we are discussing protection planning, premature death, disability, long-term care, all of those uplifting, wonderful scenarios that are just uncomfortable to talk about and no one likes to address. But that word protection is the clincher, right? At least for me, because it's very emotional, especially in the light of what is happening today as our world feels upside down. And I believe everyone on some level wants to be protected. Everyone deserves to feel peace of mind within themselves and their surroundings. So we're here today with Roy Carlson, president of Carlson Financial Services, to peel back some of those layers and talk to us about protection planning. Roy, we all like to think that we are invincible, and the words protection mean more now than ever before. How do you define protection planning for your clients?
Well, part of the stewardship and financial planning process is defining those things that matter to you. And the protection process means truly evaluating the things that matter to you and looking at how they financially impact you so that, like in other sections of the financial planning process, you're able to align your actions with your faith and your values.
So these what if scenarios, right? What if I die prematurely? What if I need to go into long-term care? What if I become disabled? How do you approach these sensitive scenarios with your clients?
That's a great question. It goes back to the revealing the underwear drawer, but you're either going to make protection decisions based on what you hear from the media or what your friends are doing or what a insurance company is telling you need to do, or you're going to seek to truly look at what the ramifications of things like a premature death are, or not being able to work because you're disabled, or when you get older, figuring out what you would do if you or your spouse was needed in a long-term care facility. As a financial advisor, part of our job really is around having clients define for themselves what they would like to see happen under certain scenarios. I think as Christians, what we want to be careful of is that we're not presupposing upon God. And I'll start with a quote from Randy Alcorn's Money, Possessions, and Eternity, and also give you the flip side of that. And so Randy says, are there any biblical principles suggesting that insurance has disadvantages? One is a loss of our perceived need to trust in God. Scripture teaches that God desires to develop our character through trial and losses. If everything, other than items of sentimental value, is restored when a house burns down, or you die prematurely, or some other catastrophe strikes, we're saved much heartache, but are we also saved of the need to trust a sovereign God? And so I think two sides of that coin are we presupposing upon God when we buy insurance? Are we presupposing upon God if we don't buy insurance? And so that's the decision I think that each client is faced with. And so our role is to define the financial impact. So if you die prematurely, if you're disabled, if you're in need of long-term care, what's the financial impact? And what would you like to see happen if that were the case? How can you align the action steps with the level of priority you have? And those can be tough discussions to have because it truly means that as a client, you need to put yourself in the position of truly considering that these things are possible. But then you also have to consider, where does God fit into this? Is God asking me to protect my family so that I'm better than an unbeliever in certain cases? Or is God asking me to rely completely on Him if one of these scenarios were to happen? And I think for most people that we discuss with this, it's somewhere in between. And so the process really is creating a filter so you can make a determination as to what to cover, how much coverage to have, how to react to those financial shortfalls if one of these things are to occur. And there's really only three ways that you can respond to a shortfall in the need of insurance.
And what are those three ways, Roy?
Well, the first is that you can ignore it completely. We call that the ostrich principle. And once you've understood that the financial impact of one of these issues would be significant on you, you can choose to ignore it completely and say, I'm not going to do anything to respond to it. The second way you could respond to it would be to self-insure it. So this would be accumulating assets. And I think this makes great sense for the short term because insurance for things like disability and long-term care are much less if there is a longer elimination period. So back to integration again. If you've got adequate reserves, then it allows you to have less expensive insurance. So self-insurance is an option for many, or at least partially, when it comes to insurance coverage. And the third way that you can deal with an insurance shortfall is that you can purchase an insurance policy. You can pay a premium to an insurance company, knowing that if one of these disasters were to occur, that the insurance company itself would pay you under the terms of the agreement. Now, no one of those three is the perfect right solution for anyone, and it's usually a combination. Against complete disaster in any one of these cases, you may choose to assume some of that risk on your own, and there's some sense in that. You may also choose to put together a financial plan that allows you to self-insure more and more things over time so that your cost of insurance is lower and lower as you grow your financial net worth. But against absolute disaster, you may choose some short-term or long-term insurance solutions, knowing that if it were to occur, that those that you love would be cared for.
I think that's really smart that Carlson Financial Services also looks at it as a hybrid approach, right? Because I know in the past when I have shopped for insurance by myself and so forth, they would give me, here are your three choices, Kristen, and that's it. And from what you're telling our audience is not one is always the right one, that you really reveal the underwear drawer and sit down and put your clients in the driver's seat and say, hey, it could be a combination of any one of these three.
I think that the paradigm shift that is most powerful for most people is really starting with the why. Not just seeking to purchase insurance, but understanding why you would purchase insurance, how much insurance you would need, what are you looking truly to cover, and revealing some potential solutions that most people don't even think about. For example, unfortunately, we have gone through the situation where we have seen young professionals that have died with families. And we've been able to see firsthand what the impact on that is. And one of the solutions that is rarely revealed by financial advisors and insurance agents is that there is, for the protection of children, benefits that come from Social Security that will offset some of the financial burden in many cases that they would feel when this loved one is lost. And so what we hope to do is find out a few things. First of all, what would you truly like to see happen if one of these catastrophes take place? And then evaluate more than one possible solution. Because when we go back to the stewardship principle, the point of it is not that I tell you here's how you solve it. The point is that you've looked at all of the facts and all of the potential solutions and that you're able to sleep at night knowing that they actionable steps that you're taking align with your family's faith and values.
And is that what you call the pillow principle?
It is indeed. It's uncovering those mechanical steps that you would take based on your faith and values that are going to cause you to feel like that you've taken care of what you need to so that you're able to sleep at night.
So let me switch the light now from the client, the steward, to the insurance company, and the term affordability, which is a valid point when it comes to protection planning. Are these remedies for insurance shortfalls affordable to take care of these what-if scenarios?
Well, because there are multiple ways to solve the different protection shortfalls, There is a solution for each client that aligns with their values. When it comes to determining affordability, it starts with taking a look at what the pool of discretionary dollars is that are available, and then having those purchases of insurance align with the values. When we look at life insurance, for example, it could be solved with something permanent. It could be solved with something that's temporary, like term insurance. And affordability is certainly one of the metrics and criteria that we suggest to all clients that they evaluate as they're making decisions around which group benefits to pick, which type of disability should they have, what is the best solution for long-term care. Because what's interesting today is because so many people feel, as you have just discussed, that it can be not only an affordability issue, but do I want to be paying premiums forever and not get anything from it? Insurance companies have come up with alternate solutions for things like long-term care, such that you have a product that's a hybrid that works under a number of different scenarios. It may have a death benefit. It may have a disability benefit. It may have a living cash value benefit and yet also still have a long-term care benefit. And if we've learned anything in the long-term care space, it's that we truly cannot predict what those future costs will be. And we've seen a real transition in that marketplace where people are choosing different alternatives to solve the perceived and actual challenge of themselves or a spouse needing to either go into a nursing home or need someone to come in and care for them because their spouse is unable to.
Great advice, and what a huge difference in speaking with an independent financial advisor, because you know, it really is shining a light on the financial underwear drawer, and it's the care that an independent advisor can bring. Because before, I never got this type of advice, and I never got this type of handholding and putting me in the driver's seat. Huge difference.
Well, it goes back to the overriding principle that we believe as we work with people that's defined as stewardship. Our role is not to convince you on what action to take. It's to define the potential impact on your lives of different events so that you may evaluate every option available to you to deal with those potential problems.
Roy, I'm going to deviate for a second from what we're talking about. And maybe it's not such a big deviation because we're talking about protection and stewardship and coming together and aligning principles. With everything that's going on in the world today, what advice and words of wisdom can you partake on our clients?
I don't think that anybody could deny that we live in challenging and different times today. The great part is our hope hasn't changed. And we can also go to scripture. And the scripture that comes to mind for me is Romans 13 that says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the word in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience." And I think that when we count the cost of our actions prior to taking those actions and seek alignment with our values, and for us as believers, that's from Scripture. It defines this process in a way that allows us to honor our God, to honor our neighbor, to love our neighbor as ourself, and ultimately to have peace to know that Our actions are consistent with our values.
Thanks so much, Roy. Thanks, podcasters, for joining us today. I hope this podcast brought a little insight and clarity for you. If you would like more information on protection planning, please feel free to reach out to Carlson Financial Services at 919-554-0080, or you can email them at carlsoninquiry@iwainc.com. And remember to do what is good. And you don't have to be Christian to understand this principle. It's so simple, right? The other day, I was taking my toddler for a walk on our path, and the night before, it was raining hard. So he was able to find a lot of muddy puddles along the way, and jumping in them, and sat down in one and found his little sticks digging up the mud and placing his rocks in the water and splashing. And the cracks in the pavement where the water was running through, he would put his leaves in there and get so much joy watching them just float down the little cracks. And everybody that came by the little walking path, young and old, they all commented, "How good is that?" So breathe, people. Think. Be reactive in goodness. And don't be afraid of jumping in a mud puddle. It washes off easily, and you can always start over. This is Kristen from More Than Rich, shining a light on your financial underwear drawer. Thanks for joining us today.
Investment advisory services offered by duly registered individuals on behalf of Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Creative One Wealth LLC and Carlson Financial Services LLC are unaffiliated entities. Insurance products and services are offered through Carlson Financial Services LLC. The presence of this podcast shall in no way be construed or interpreted as a solicitation to sell or offer to sell investment advisory services to any residents of any state other than the state of North Carolina or where otherwise legally permitted. Carlson Financial Services LLC and Roy Carlson is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. This material has been prepared for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide, and should not be relied upon for, accounting, legal, tax, or investment advice.